places that are among the most beautiful anywhere. Stories of Native American culture, industry, and great people that changed a nation and the world. All this and much more is included in our national parks, coast to coast. This is the 100th anniversary year for the National Park Service. To coincide with that, we wanted to focus on several of the special places in the Midwest that are maintained by the National Park System. To start, we look at several locations around the Great Lakes, beginning with the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. It was an Illinois senator, Paul H. Douglas, who pushed for this national lakeshore at the foot of Lake Michigan. It's where we're walking.
This is a place where you can find some of the best protected natural features in the continent next to some of the most heavily industrialized parts of the continent.
That's Indiana Dunes Park Superintendent Paul Labovitz. He says that within that protected area between Gary and Michigan City is one of the most biologically diverse places in the park system with some 1,400 plant species.
Over 500 miles away from the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore is another lakeshore. We're standing here now, Pictured Rocks, near Munising, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. This, too, has been formed by the wind, water, and time.
Park Superintendent Laura Rodegard sums it up.
When the light hits the water and it looks Caribbean blue and green, you have an amazing photograph and an experience.
And we're at yet another national lakeshore, the Sleeping Bear Dunes, near Traverse City on the coast of Lake Michigan.
Acting Superintendent Tom Ulrich says it's all about woods and water.
Over 30,000 acres of designated wilderness, and yet we're a really accessible park. We're a beach park. People come here and just play.
We're now on board a boat that takes us to another natural phenomenon, the Apostle Islands on the southwest tip of Lake Superior off northern Wisconsin.
Assistant Chief of Interpretation and Education Neil Houck says these islands with pristine beaches and sandstone cliffs have more lighthouses than any other park site in the country. It's also the home of the Ojibwe people who still live in the area. But Houck says it all revolves around Lake Superior.
Lake Superior surrounds and binds the islands together, and it creates this incredible environment. Great opportunities for outdoor recreation and sailing and paddling and boating.
Then there's Isle Royal in the far northern waters of Lake Superior, where Superintendent Phyllis Green says,
when you walk on the Greenstone Trail, you're walking on some of the oldest rock on Earth. It's some of the first lava flows that came out of the oceans. It's that old. So when you get there, it's like a timeless experience.
Along with the natural beauty protected by the national parks in northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan, industry is a part of their property as well. We're here on the Keweenaw Peninsula, at a place where copper mining flourished not only in the 19th and 20th centuries, but as far back as 7,000 years ago.
The first American Indians came shortly after the last glacier retreated. The oldest metal mining in the Western Hemisphere happened here in the Keweenaw.
Joe Holt is historian at Keweenaw National Historical Park in Calumet, Michigan. It was headquarters for the Calumet and Hecla Copper Mining Company, which in the 1860s and 70s mined more copper than any place in the world. Holt says it attracted workers from everywhere.
The Calumet schools in 1910 counted 40 different nationalities in the classrooms.
But workers' rights developed into a divisive issue. During a strike in 1913, a union party was held at a hall on Christmas Eve. When someone yelled fire, a panic ensued. There was no fire, but a stampede to leave the hall's second floor killed 73 people, over half of them children. Mining ended in Calumet in the late 20th century, but some firms are looking at the possibility of bringing it back. The story of Keweenaw has similarities to one of the newest national park sites, which we'll tell you about in a second. That place has a connection to another site, the home of Abraham Lincoln at the corner of 8th and Jackson Streets in Springfield.
As you walk along 8th Street at the intersection of Jackson, the place looks much as it did when Abraham Lincoln was elected here in 1860.
In many senses, we can say Abraham Lincoln's formal road to the White House starts right here, in this back parlor room on May 19th. 1860.
That's our tour guide, Richard Schult, enthusiastically telling visitors how a delegation from the Republican Convention in Chicago came to that back parlor and offered Lincoln the party's nomination for president. Lincoln's oldest son, Robert, grew up in this house and would become connected with an innovative industrial center on Chicago's South Side.
It's where we are now, Pullman. Lincoln's son, Robert, was head of the Pullman Palace Car Company from 1901 to 1911. Pullman was the first planned industrial town in the United States, and it was here in 1894 that a violent labor strike resulted in Congress giving us Labor Day. It's also the place where the first African-American labor union was conceived. National Park Service Director John Jarvis says its stories add to America's story.
The porters, the labor story, and the rise of the African-American middle class, as well as the roots of the civil rights movement, all right here.
And that's why it's one of the newest of the national park sites. We've only touched on what makes these places special, and we haven't talked about numerous other Midwestern sites, places like the Effigy Mounds and President Herbert Hoover's home in Iowa, the Abraham Lincoln Boyhood Home and the George Rogers Clark Historic Site, both in southern Indiana, the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and the Trail of Tears, honoring the survival of the Cherokee people forcibly moved from their homeland. Pictured Rock Superintendent Laura Rodegard.
I hope we keep the national parks as that little, you know, in our back pocket place where you can always kind of find your connection again and your hope and your positive outlook. And it's something that everyone should take part of and pride in. It's yours.
In all 411 park sites, American treasures all. Dave Schwann, WGN News.